They've got Legends matches next week. And the women's one.
But bullshit.
Yeah. Bullshit on they should play an extra round, 23 rounds.
I said Bulldust.
But, you know, they should
That's
have...
That's what Mick said as well.
Yeah. They Same have, thing, right?
They should have...
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
103. Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You're here with Peter, Mad Mick and Steve. Glenn will be joining us shortly.
Yeah, to tell us about his snow.
Yes, his snowy trip.
I can tell him about my snowy trip.
What, none?
And mine too, Mick.
And mine too?
Yeah, remember I went away up to Oberon and snow around.
Yes, yeah. That's right, you did. I'm excited we can have, you know, see who had the better snowy trip.
Probably Glenn, I reckon.
Coming up on the program this week, we have a lot to talk about. The latest in sport, a lot's been happening in the world of sport.
Yes.
Well, was it New South Wales lost their coach?
He's gone. The chop.
Yep.
It's the last round of the AFL.
The US Open starts on Tuesday.
Yes.
Kyrgios did very well.
Yes. He beat Rafael Nadal.
Yeah.
But he lost the final.
At the Cincinnati.
It still doesn't matter. He beat number one.
Yeah, that's right.
And the girls, I think the girls in their basketball team, Australian, won as well.
That's really
so
good.
So it's lots happening.
And soccer and cricket and ice hockey, I'm sure. And many, many other things. There's also Mad Mick Presents, Mick.
Yes.
Are you going to talk about Barnaby Joyce?
Yes.
I'm talking about recycling.
Okay. It's not that
motorcycling, recycling.
Recycle.
And also Pete's Week, a lot's been happening in the local area, Peter.
Yeah, they're backburning and kindling at the moment.
Today.
Yeah, they've got a lot of backs out there to burn.
Mm.
A lot of hairy people are here, man.
Yeah,
right. in the bush.
Yeah, backburning.
Yeah.
Terrible, guys, come on. Yeah. Also, the latest in television, a lot's been happening in television.
Yeah, so a few people have died recently. An AFL commentator died last night. Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry Lewis died this week as well.
Yeah.
Very sad. Well, I'm sure the TV news will be much more uplifting than that.
Who got born today?
A lot of people. Someone did.
When one dies, another one takes over.
That's true.
We've also got movie reviews. Anyone watch any movies?
No.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
103. Well, I was in New Zealand last week and it was disgusting because we were giving the All Blacks a hard time and all of a sudden they were winning.
Were you gloating?
We still gloated anyway.
NRL, the coach, Laurie Daly, got the punt from the State of Origin.
I don't know, why would you get rid of Laurie Daly? Legend of the game.
After the two players went to the pub and then they stayed at the casino.
That's the players. Well, he didn't go to the casino.
No, they stayed at the casino.
What's that got to do with him, though?
They won't be staying at the casino ever again.
What's wrong with staying at a casino?
You don't stay at
a pub
during preparation for State of Origin.
They can do whatever they like.
No, but you don't.
Laurie Daly, he had no say in where they camped.
That's
they put it. They put the camp straight into the thing, and he had no say, so it wasn't his fault.
And he didn't want to.
They're using the coach as a scapegoat. That's all it is.
So,
come on, are they kindergarten kids? Like they can go where they need to go.
So
right?
They're
adults, right?
So they won't be staying at no pub or clubs next year. That's it.
Why?
Because they just don't.
So you can stay at the hotel next door to the pub.
No, just
but
don't
you can't
go
stay in the pub.
And also,
that's so different.
And you don't go while you're on State of Origin because they had a day off and they went to the pub for 8 hours.
Then what does it matter
that
what they're doing? Enough,
off? That was shouldn't have happened.
Why? It's their day off. You said
no. You don't go to the pub.
But it's their day off. What do they do? Sit in their room all day and watch TV.
You don't go to the pub for 8 hours and drink.
What a load of
that's
crap
what
that
you do.
What are they
do.
Drinking, Pete?
They were drinking for 8 hours.
Drinking what?
So what?
Alcohol.
It's their day off, isn't it?
Why would you stay at a pub talking to friends for 8 hours?
People
would stay there for 8 hours in a
Pete,
pub.
I don't want to break news to you, but I hear that's a very popular pastime.
I hear
many
people
Australians.
Like to get together at pubs and clubs and drink and have fun.
We're not for 8 hours.
Some people right now have been
State of Origin.
Some people do it for more than 8 hours.
Well, those two players might not get picked anyway next year.
Remember those?
Are they good players though?
The people who stay
it doesn't
in the
matter.
Pub all the
why, what does, why doesn't it matter?
It doesn't matter. They'll end up. Well, we'll see what happens next year. They won't be staying at no casino, and they won't be going to no pubs.
They'll be in their rooms, stuck
Pete
in their room.
Kiss them and
if they want
to
go,
Peter will tuck them in bed.
If they do go to a pub,
read them the bedtime story.
If they do go to a club, right, they should only drink soft drink, water,
once was
and no alcohol player. Allowed. Ban alcohol.
Hold on, Pete. They shouldn't be drinking soft drinks.
Yeah, no alcohol.
Do you know how much sugar in
soft drinks? These are elite athletes.
No.
The alcohol's probably better for them.
Yeah.
No alcohol.
They can at least burn off the alcohol.
Have you ever played football and had a game of had alcohol before you
no,
played
I don't
football?
Drink alcohol.
I had.
There you go.
Okay, how'd that go?
It's a waste of going for training and then you have go drinking.
Yeah, oh yeah, you'd be terrible the next day,
so
obviously.
Probably Brad Fittler and, I don't know, might take over Andrew Johns, maybe?
I don't know. I'm sick of coaches.
And West Tigers lost down the road last night.
Oh, that's
what
sad.
Happened, Pete? What happened?
Oh, they played Cowboys.
They had their fan day last week.
They were close, though.
No crowd, you know.
They were close.
Yeah.
They were very close.
But they shouldn't be playing teams like Cowboys and
why not?
Melbourne and that.
Because they'll lose.
Because you don't get nobody yelling down there. Disgraceful.
What was that?
Well, because
mate, they would have got bigger crowds last night if South was there.
Oh.
Or Dragons,
the
or
Souths
Bulldogs.
The saviours of the NRL.
Or Bulldogs,
forgot,
or South, or
well,
Dragons.
So what's the ladder looking like, Pete? Couple
well,
of rounds
of
to go.
Of course, Melbourne premiers for 3 years running. You
wow,
know.
That's boring.
Yeah, well, they're just too good, aren't they? Even with all the other good players.
Broncos are second?
Yeah, not for long.
Roosters,
you got Roosters and Cronulla. That's coming up. It's going to be interesting.
Sharks,
who's
maybe?
The grand final, Pete?
I just don't know.
What about, like, Sharks, maybe? Or
because it's finals next week, isn't it?
No.
No, it's round, no. Last round next
last
week.
Round next week, then finals.
Yeah.
But AFL has a round off, right?
Yeah, they've got...
Because they're stupid.
They've got Legends matches next week. And the women's
but,
one.
But bullshit.
Yeah. Bullshit, they should play an extra round, 23 rounds.
I said bulldust.
No, no. But, you know, they
that's
should have...
That's what mix that as well.
Yeah. They same have, thing, right?
They should have 23 rounds, and the NRL has 24, but they have two buys.
Why that's do they need buys?
NRL
what were they buying? Two.
Just
an extra round.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
At the pub?
No, no pub. You heard Peter. Pubs, no pubs.
That was happening at the Australian Olympic Committee, Pete. They had a report this week.
Internal and everything.
Sounded like neighbours met home and away and they had a bit of a falling out.
There's bullying. There's,
yeah, I don't know. Mm.
There's bitchiness everywhere, I hear.
That's life, isn't it?
What gets me is...
That's life, good.
Aren't they just the Olympic Committee? Why do they have so much problem?
They have problems in all sports.
Remember, the World Soccer Federation had problems.
Mm.
Yes.
The Olympic had problems. Everyone has problems in sport.
The NRL, they're having pay disputes. They don't know if they're going to play in the World Cup at the end of the year. That's still discussing. And Nick Kyrgios, he was in the final, but he lost.
Cincinnati, yes. And then the US...
But he's in the final, though. Second place.
Yeah. Thank
US Open starts Tuesday,
finally,
Australia time.
Himself. Yeah.
It's exciting. Kyrgios will go pretty good, I think.
Now, an unusual story in Adelaide, in Port Adelaide, they've got a young AFL player that's quite unique.
Right.
He's from Southern China.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Making debut for the reserves in the National League, in South Australian National League. He wants a basketball, then he decided he was picked up by talent scouts in China. Obviously, the AFL's looking for Chinese talent.
Was the AFL big in China?
Well, they didn't play a game out of
there. Australian rules football.
No, they right. did play an AFL game over China.
Doesn't mean that, like, the billion people in China care.
Yeah. I don't think they care, Peter.
I think they're a bit more worried about other things I think they're interested in.
Like what's going
that's
on.
It's like Australia with the American gridiron. We're not interested in that.
Oh, come on, Mick. Stop picking on the Americans.
Yeah, leave America alone. What they
but do? I do notice
basketball.
That
that's another American
basketball's
game.
Fine. So is ice hockey. It's all fine.
But I am saying I did go to it last year. I'm not going to this year because it takes too long to get
through. No, I wouldn't go to a game. But
I did go to the game last year.
I know you said that and you
it
said it was boring.
So long. Oh my God, go to the last 10 minutes. And get there an hour early because it takes an hour to run the last 10 minutes.
The last 10 minutes is when all the breaks happen.
It just takes so long. Now, the fight of the century is back again.
Yes, Mayweather and McGregor, yeah.
After the last fight of the century.
Who's going to win? I think Mayweather's going to win.
Yeah, Mayweather will win.
Yeah.
First round knockout, see you later.
They'll go the full rounds.
No, they won't. No.
And then they'll have another one.
Nah.
It's too... Peter, it's rigged. It's too big not to have another one.
No, 30 seconds in. Bang. All over.
Yeah, they're going to waste millions of dollars on a 30-second fight. I don't think so.
That's now, what? Now, in football news, what's happened to Neymar, Pete? Being sued by Barcelona.
Yeah, he's done. Sued. What did he do?
Because apparently Barcelona is suing him for $12.6 million after he signed a contract that he broke to join a Paris Saint-Germain team. Which is... Because he gets paid a lot of money. Apparently he was able to leave Barcelona earlier this year after the other club, PSG, paid $333 million.
Yes. That is a team, Peter.
PSG.
Calm
down. Not PMS. PSG.
Or PSA.
Or PSA.
Oh, no, I watch all these.
Okay.
Do you, Pete? Or tell us more, Pete.
What happened to Neymar, then?
No.
Oh, no. Okay, great. But $333 million. It's like they laid that one Powerball this week.
Yeah, she could have paid his debt. Yeah.
Except
she
actually
could
done
own the
work.
Team.
Could pay his wages, have a team of one.
No, she's going to...
Just give me the money.
Why not? Yeah, she'll be right. Give money to Peter.
To run some random guy named Peter.
Sad news in cricket news too. Kevin Mitchell is calling it stumps.
The curator.
33 years.
The Gabba curator.
Yeah.
Yeah, what did he create, Pete?
He done the pitch.
What did he do to
the
pitch?
Gabba.
It was his junior, isn't his son, Junior, Kieran Mitchell Junior? Or was it
what did
father?
He do exactly?
Because the father and the
he thunder. Was the person that's responsible for the grass.
The pitch.
Mowing it.
Yeah,
mowing
the
it
pitch.
And
Mick, don't start
I'm on my grass. Am I going to get an ABA?
He smokes grass.
I wasn't going to say he smokes grass.
Smokes grass.
No, he takes care of the grass.
No.
He's a groundsman.
He maintains it.
He cuts it and
washes
dries
it.
Doesn't dry
he distributes
it. He cuts it and dries it and throws it in the compost.
He's hoping another Queenslander takes over.
Well,
but we've got Laurie Daly. He's doing nothing.
Yeah, he needs a job.
He's in New South Wales.
Doesn't care.
He can travel. He's got money.
Alfie Langer.
And sad news to the ABC today too. Drew Moffat.
Yeah.
Moffat.
Yeah, I put it on today. Lunchtime, and he's only young too.
69.
Mm. Wow. But the lady on the... I was watching the lady. She was so upset on the TV. She couldn't do it anymore. She just stopped her show and went... Wow. Most loved person in television and radio.
Was he?
He actually got back on the...
They have to say that.
And he taught her...
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
103... It is time for Mad Mick Presents. Mick, what do you have for us?
We waste our times in recycling.
What's wrong with recycling?
Report on the ABC in Four Corners, where most of our recycled rubbish gets thrown into landfills instead of being reused. Glass is a good example. Most of the glass, it's cheaper to import brand new glass containers into the country than to recycle the old glass containers, and that's not viable. That should be all glass, which is in Australia, should be all used. Same with plastics and papers and all that. And waste is the biggest one of the biggest problems we're going to have in the future, because if we don't recycle, we'll get crowded out by rubbish.
He's talking about even after, like, you put in the right bin. If you put in the right bin,
yeah,
the people that collect it don't put in the right bin.
Oh, the collectors don't put in the right
bin. No, they're not
collectors.
Not recycling glass and not recycling paper. And all these plastics things we put out to get recycled ends up in landfill. They can only use a small amount. That's not right.
And they just
stay
there.
Be making it compulsory where all things which are recyclable must be used in Australia. If it comes in Australia as a product, it must be recycled and used
out. But some things are impractical to recycle. You could actually waste more energy to not recycle something. Like, but the other problem is, too, there's no consistent standard on recycling. Like, you go to a different council area, like you move house.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you've got new rules where you can put in the recycle bin. And
oh, really?
Like, some council areas, you just put everything in one bin. Other council areas, you've got to separate it. The whole system. Like, and then you go to a food court. Like, you get your bag and you go, oh, my God, I'm so confused. I want to recycle, but there's too many options. And it's like...
And you just chuck it in the one with all the food left over and things.
And then you look at the bin and you go, oh, it's a recycling bin. Everyone's put rubbish in there that's not recyclable. And you're like, why bother?
Like, leftover scraps and things.
Yeah.
And...
it needs to be a better system, Mick.
We're being overcome by plastics in our waterways, in our seas, in our food.
You live in a waterway.
And if you don't recycle your plastics, you're going to end up... Your food chain's going to be plastic.
Well, what do you reckon about this controversial tax on containers where the government's going to put 5 cent tax?
So we've already got tax on containers.
No, but more.
But they're going to put a specific tax on each container you buy at 5 cents a container.
You go down to South Australia, you're getting 10 cents to 15 cents a thing.
Now, that's if you return it, don't you? You get the 5 cents.
You get that.
That's a joke.
And we were getting... When I was growing up, one of the things I used to do is go walk around the streets and pick up discarded soft drink bottles.
Right.
Yeah, but
the small soft drink bottle used to give you threepence, and the big one used to give you sixpence.
But Mick...
And that was in the 1960s.
But Mick,
I do not know why they got rid of that
why
system.
They should get rid of the system. It's rubbish. Because why should I, if I put my bottles in recycling, pay 5 cents because other people are too lazy to do the right thing?
Your bottles, you usually pay it out on your tax when you purchase it.
Yeah, that's but why should I pay? Because to get the 5 cents
want it
back.
You want it recirculated, you pay for it.
But you don't. You have to then go back and return the 5 cents back.
If you don't get rid of your rubbish and recycle it, where are you going to dump it? Where are you going to dump it? There's no more room. All the dumps are being full. You must recycle.
I do, Mick. I recycle everything. But
the government should be bringing in things where... If you've got paper, recycled paper should be prioritised first before new paper. Glass, recycled glass before new glass.
But Mick,
everything should be recycled.
Got it. Tick. The question is, though, Mick, why should I, when I buy a bottle of detergent or drink or whatever, pay 5 cents when I'm already recycling something? And then I put it on the counter.
That 5 cents pays for your thing to get recycled.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, this is a system they're introducing in New South Wales. Is that 5 cents, you can go back and collect all your bottles and take it to a collection point and get your 5 cents back if you could be bothered to collect all your bottles.
Which they don't.
Cans as well.
Yeah, but it's easy to put in the curbside picker.
No, and who gets the money from that?
Well, this is the thing, Mick. Who gets the money from that? The council gets the money from that.
No, the council doesn't get the recyclers.
No, the council's going to be getting the money. That's
because the people
said.
Who do the recycling are not council, because all councils are giving their recycling to other companies.
It's going to go to them and through the system. So I just object to that. I think it's ridiculous. Mm. It is ridiculous.
You have to pay for...
I want my 5 cents.
If you're causing rubbish and getting things dumped, you should be paying for it as well.
No, but my problem is, Mick, I don't have a problem paying for stuff, but I have a problem that I have to then go to extra effort to get my 5 cents.
Everyone has to do that. Everyone.
Not everyone has the same thing, though. If you go to return your stuff to a collection point, you get a 5 cent reward.
Yeah, but where's our collection point is?
Well, this is the thing. You've got to then collect all your bottles and drag them down to the shop to return them.
And we
it's
used
a
to
perfectly
do
good
time.
System that works now.
In the old days, we used to do it.
People are lazy now.
And in
Mick.
The old days, you used to have aluminium can recyclers where they used to have a trailer and you just dump your cans in it.
Oh, what a pain in the neck. What a stupid system.
You're living the high
life. I hate recycling now. It's so complicated. And I recycle everything. I recycle my batteries. Yeah. I recycle almost everything.
Everything.
Everything should be made to be recycled.
But not everything is, Mick. This is the other problem. No. You get some containers that you can't recycle.
No, but law should be brought in saying if you can't recycle, it shouldn't be made.
Then you won't
down
have
and out thing right out.
Well, good news, Mick. Next week, we're going to play this segment back again to everybody until they listen, learn their lesson.
Yeah. As Mick says,
we'll keep recycling this segment until it gets old.
You ain't too.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
103. Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the program.
Well, we're talking about life members, right?
Yeah.
And there is some Labor Party life memberships.
They gave birth to their life membership?
They did.
When did they have a party?
Last week. 5 of the region's members of the Australian Labor Party have been recognised for the years of service with their life membership. Meg Oates, Deputy Mayor Meg Oates, Martin Pebbles, Norman Robertson, George Pertel, and Wal Jim were awarded life membership at the recent Labor conference that they had in the city. All right, so yeah, Meg Oates is still there and join the fun. Let's all join the fun of life membership. It's great.
Does it sound like fun?
It sounds great.
All right. Now we've got a couple of koala stories. I'm going to break them up into three different stories.
Break them up?
Well, there's a couple of koala stories. I'm not going to do one after the other.
Double koalas.
It'll wear people out.
Koala.
There was a quick thinking.
Why do koalas sound like magpies?
I don't know. We've got a koala voice.
Maybe. Now, a... Okay, sounds like a gorilla.
That's even worse.
I prefer Peter's example.
Yeah, it wasn't right, but it was better.
No, that's what a koala sounds like.
Now, a Tarmor coal miner has saved the life of a koala. Yeah. I was ready... It was very nice. It was left orphaned after it was left by itself after its mother was hit by a car. Oh, very sad. Little Henrietta is its name, and it weighs 720 grams.
Henrietta's not a woman's name. It's a woman's name.
It's a woman. Henrietta's a
I didn't
woman.
Say what gender it was, Mick. It's
you
2008.
Said
Hey!
No,
the
coal miner is a guy. Yes, see, if you had headphones, Mick, you'd be able to hear what I was talking about.
We know what you said. Okay. Try it back out now.
No, I said it. Little Henrietta is okay.
Is she a motorbike?
What do you mean?
Okay, a koala.
Okay,
koala.
It's a motorbike. Wow.
Yeah, an English motorbike.
Oh, well, that's
all right, we'll trail on. Okay.
Now, back to other news this week. There is Northern Skyline's going to get higher and greater and grander.
Wow.
They're going to have apartment buildings up to 12 stories high if the Narellan Rail Link goes ahead. Apparently, the government's going to have the Western Sydney City deal coming soon. Sounds like deal or no deal. Money or the box? I don't know. What would you take?
The box.
They should take a train track from Campbelltown up to Narellan and up to Camden where they used to have one.
Well, they're not. The idea apparently is they're going to be taking the new train line from Leppington and then chucking a left and going down that way via Oran Park.
Oh, okay.
And they reckon this is going to revitalise the whole area and...
A lot of crap.
What do you mean?
All it's going to do is cause more traffic control.
No, they've got a train station. Everyone will catch the train.
Yeah, about the trains?
There's not enough room on the trains anyway on the train tracks.
Just pop on the roof.
You just sit on the roof.
Mick, stop being...
Oh, being like Indians.
Yeah, Indians.
No, lots of people sit on roofs. Oh,
I don't think Indians are the only people that sit on roofs.
They do sit on roofs.
No, most
they do catch
don't.
Trains and sit on roofs.
Not most. I've been to India. I didn't see anyone sitting on a roof on a
you
train.
Didn't? Well, there you go.
Yeah, he didn't see. He didn't look.
Oh, no, I looked. I was up there on the top of the train.
So yeah, it's right up there. They do.
Glenn's not Indian though.
My goodness.
Don't do that.
Anyway, another transport news this week people at Emerson Park and other suburbs are going to get an on-demand bus.
On-demand?
Can they watch whatever they
so
like?
So I think you can just replay the last bus trip you had last week, maybe.
I wouldn't subscribe to that service.
It sounds like a lot of crap to me.
Apparently, it's going to cost up to between $2.60 and $5, and you just get an app or ring them up, and the bus will turn up, and then it will go to your train station.
Like Uber
it's
bus.
It's going to take them twice as amount of time.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a...
It's not a very good idea.
I think it's a good idea in some parts, because, like, for example, if it's like an area where there's not a lot of people using the train station at night, and the bus is there when you get there, and it takes you
That'll
to your door,
great.
That's quite a good service, because there's some areas that you're not going to have a bus there all the time. Not everyone wants to catch the bus at 2 in the morning.
No. It's too cold.
Not in the bus.
But if it was there when the train arrived and it was there, it could work.
That would be great. No. You can order it while you're on the train.
They had the same thing, and it all failed flat on its face.
Oh, yeah.
Why did it fail?
But it didn't work.
Why didn't it work?
Could you imagine 40 people ringing up and saying, I live here, I live there, and you could go around the whole bloody...
Yeah. Like, in the inner city, it ain't going to work very well, isn't it, right? It might work in the country town, it might work in some outer suburbs, but it ain't going to work. They've had one at Macquarie Park they're going to do, which is just comical, because by the time you get around Macquarie Park, just down one road, it takes 15 minutes anyway.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, so if you want to go for an hour on a bus to go 10 minutes up the road...
People are saying...
Yeah,
you
walk that distance.
Yeah, exactly. It's worth a shot, but it sounds like a way to avoid adding more bus services, though. Yeah.
And they're using fancy new terms, on demand.
Yeah, because it's transport ministers like don't want bus drivers anymore, and like it's not going to have a timetable, which I like timetables because I don't know when a bus turns up.
You just have to guess.
Because I think having no timetables is an excuse for the train being late.
Yeah.
Like having no timetable is not helpful.
Because then they can say we didn't guarantee it'd be here.
Normally,
on time.
I don't go to work and then say. I'm just going to turn up when I like. There's no like.
I don't have a schedule.
No meeting times, right? We'll just turn up whenever we feel like it. All right. I might pay my tax whenever I feel like it next year.
On time.
On demand taxes, right?
That would be awesome.
All right. Thousands of new residents, but one small school.
Oh, no.
That's the solution facing many students moving into new suburbs in Campbelltown North. The state's government had planned to upgrade. Bardia Public School, formerly
don't knock it. I know people that live in Bardia.
Yeah, I hear it's a very good,
very happening place now.
The Bardia Public School, formerly Ingleburn North Public School, from a 300 student facility up to 1,000 student campus to accommodate the rapid population in the area. Now the upgrades
is the population getting fatter or they're getting more
popular?
No,
the upgrades include 44 new classrooms, sports fields, basketball court and an outdoor learning centre were due to completed by 2018, but it won't be completed now until early 2019.
Keep Helston. Helston's got all that.
Helston's gone.
That's gone. They're gone skis. So.
Look down the river, the boat has sailed.
So there, yeah, it's been suspended for the time being.
Wow. Now another koala update. I have the hottest koala goss this week.
Your koala gossip column.
I'm going to start that.
Koala Confidential.
Yeah, pretty much.
The saucy news behind the koalas.
Now here,
behind the eucalyptus.
It has been confirmed. Campbelltown, over the past 20 years, is home to the most precious and healthy colony of koalas. That's good. Is that because we have a lot of trees around and eucalyptus? And like...
Yeah, but they've been burning them and cutting them down.
Well, you don't want to burn them and cut them down. That's not nice.
That's what the council's been doing.
The council's been burning trees down.
Yeah, not burning koalas and cutting them.
Cutting trees down.
What today?
Yes, today's... Yeah, you can smell it right now.
I think that was backburning, wasn't it?
They shouldn't be doing that.
Not backburning.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like hair being burnt on the backburn.
You can smell it now in here. So.
Steve reckons he knows a lot of backburners.
Do you, Steve?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they're backburning.
They burn the hair on their back.
I think they were out in the sun too long. That's why their backs burn, you know.
Right. I thought they might have been just lighting up the hair on the back and just burning that off. That's a backburn.
That's terrible.
Now, new idea from council. They're going to have Oran Park... in Campbelltown, they're going to copy the idea at Oran Park to have a work hub.
Okay, yes. That's good.
A work hub is a space for small businesses or people wishing to work locally. I think it's quite called a library, maybe. Kind of like a library setup.
Or your house.
Or your house that has a home office.
Council doesn't have any ideas. That's stupid.
Well,
they've got a hop idea, they said.
Yeah, this is a great idea.
They copy ideas, and it doesn't matter if they work or not. They still
every
idea
is copied
from
somewhere.
But this makes perfect sense. If you want to avoid a long commute into the city or something, and you can work from an office that's near your house.
I would totally take it up.
It makes a bit of sense. Looking at the feasibility at the next meeting. Allow small businesses or local with long trips to have a local workspace, because that's really hard to find. To have it, like, you know, if you don't want to work at your house and you want to go to like a workspace, it's quite difficult. So apparently it works in Oran Park, and they're apparently allowed to cut their travel time and free up some spare time. That will reduce the demand on the trains and stuff.
So on demand train.
The on-demand train. You'll go to the train station tonight and say, I demand a train. What do I want? A train. When
that's
do I want
what you call
it?
A mantra. That's what you call a mantra.
A mantra.
A mantra, yes. So you can now do that. So the council's going to consider it. But
that's interesting.
Do it.
I mean, it'll be good. There's a lot of business people around here that probably don't want to travel to the city.
I wouldn't want to.
Right.
Why? If there's a hub near my place, I'll just go to the hub.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I can't, but... You know.
Yeah, a bit difficult for your line of work, but...
Yeah. Which goes on to a hub.
Oh, do you? Hubcap?
Yeah, hubcap.
All right, in the early hours of the morning on a Wednesday, 12th of August, Warren Rutman was in the midst of his normal truck run when he turned onto Macquarie Road and noticed someone in the ordinary. It was unusual to see smoke from a log fire, especially in winter. The 53-year-old West Pennant Hills resident said he rescued a woman... from the fire, from the England fire. So he volunteered to step into to rescue this woman. So it is believed the fire started
they
the
blew
kitchen.
The roof off, I hear.
It started in the kitchen and is not considered suspicious. So the woman's dog was not, unfortunately, was found, but was dead by emergency crews once the blaze was ignited. Now the 52-year-old woman was recently discharged from Concord Hospital after being admitted for smoke inhalation and was received temporary accommodation for the Department of Housing. So, yes.
That's very sad.
She's got another place to go to, which is good.
Oh, good.
There's downlights if he wants to cause fires in the houses.
Mm. All right, that's good.
Can do.
Yeah, big time. A lot of your house fires are caused through those quartz halogen downlights.
Oh, really?
Because they overheat and starts fires in the roof. These are dun, dun, dun,
LEDs. Now, speaking of fires, there was a grass fire at Minto due to
Because of downlights?
No, it wasn't.
Druggies.
It was because of the heavy winds.
No, it was druggies because I was smoking. There was a grass fire.
No, I don't think
No, it was the downlights.
Pete, it's not a TV show. Turning the lights down to make mood lighting ain't going to work on radio.
Yeah, no. Now, there were a dozen firefighters who worked for more than 2 hours to control the grass fire, which started at the paddock at Stennett Road, which raced towards Minto and a bunch of other places in Ingleburn. And yeah, it's very sad.
Do you know the biggest drug addict in England's given up?
Who?
Big Ben. He's not going to bong anymore.
I hear his silence. For maintenance.
Yeah. He's
fixing his bong.
He's only going to bong on Christmas.
New Year's. And it's that's terrible.
But you stopped bonging out years ago, didn't you, Mick?
Yeah, I just draw it in from your nose.
Oh, no. Okay.
Now, also, too, an interesting story. It could be a very good new episode of that police show they have, roadside police show. The Highway Patrol or whatever.
I like RBT.
Either or. But two men have been charged after pulling up 11 cars because they were apparently trying to act like the boys in blue. They alleged that after 10 p.m, blue and red flashing lights are used to pull over a car from MacArthur Road to River Road. A female driver was spoken to after driving away. He reported the incident to police. The police alleged up to 10 drivers were pulled over by a silver Lexus SVU. Apparently a 19-year-old man was charged with impersonation of a police officer. He was also drunk at the time, which probably explains why he was doing it. And they also found a small headlight. A second man was charged with the same offence. A third man was charged with the same offence. They'll all be going to Picton Local Court next Tuesday, September 26th. So there's a tip. Don't be the boys.
Are they going to wear their...
Don't be a drunk guy pulling over people for an RBT.
That's silly. No. Are they going to wear their police costume in the court?
I don't think that's a good idea.
No,
maybe they can
wear a clown costume. They could wear a clown.
Wear a clown costume?
Yeah, because they were clowning
around.
The
judge will think they're a bunch of clowns.
Well, they could do a Pauline and just wear a burqa.
Hey.
Yeah.
But they won't know who's under the burqa.
Who cares?
They'll show their face before they go in and say, we have to wear the burqa.
Me, man.
Yes. Now, little libraries are coming to Campbelltown. Yes, for those that people don't know.
Are they for the little people?
Sucked in, Peter.
You deserve that.
Peter, look up.
No, no, they're like little boxes on stands where you have a bunch of books in them. You take a book and you give a book. Like, it's like a book trade.
Okay, it's like getting books.
It's popular in England and America. It's like hipsters love it and all this stuff. And
yeah. There's no hipsters out this way, right?
No, but apparently in Campbelltown they're going to implement it. And I think, I might, if I walk past, I might give a book. And then,
are you a hipster?
I won't take a book. I've got enough books at home. I'll just give books. I've got enough at home.
You're just give all your shitty books.
Yeah.
Like, you say good books.
I'm in the bad books, man.
No, I thought you said you had the good books.
I've got the best books.
Hey.
Come to me, I've got the best books.
Have you got a book box yet?
No, I don't.
Have you been booked by the coppers yet?
No, I have not.
Well, I know where they are. They're picked in local court in a couple of weeks.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's a good idea. If you want to get books, it's a good idea.
But do you think there'll be libraries in 10 years from now?
You know, I think
like with books?
No, libraries? I think there's going to be more of these book systems where it's like...
Because you're like, why do you need a big, huge, monumental library?
It's a waste of money these days. The majority of the population have the internet. They've got smartphones. They got.
Ivan.
But when was the last time you went to the library, Mick?
19? Yeah, 2 days ago.
Oh, what did you do there?
I went and got a download.
A download?
Illegally or...?
I went and got the librarian to do the download for me.
Oh, okay.
His name's Jeff. He's a pretty good bloke.
Well, thanks, Jeff. That's very nice of you.
But I like the idea of a library.
I like that.
I love it. I love that there is one, but I don't
It's
kind of
like museums. It's good that they're there, but who goes
there? National parks. I love them, but I don't go there.
No, see? It's good that they're there.
It's like hospitals. I love them.
But you don't go there?
I don't go there.
You don't want to go there.
Can you go to hell?
It's like cemeteries. I love them.
All right, stop now.
There you go. You know hell's there, but you don't want to go there. Depends who you are, sir, I guess.
Or are we already there?
No, I think it's good that there are libraries and things like that. I guess for people like Mick who need to download from Jeff and whatnot.
What's he downloading from Jeff?
Yes, oh, his phone number.
Ah.
Oh, my helmet brand.
Okay, well, so I guess there are, but I think they're kind of...
Jeff downloaded your helmet brand. The story just gets a bit thicker.
I got an unusual helmet which has been designed in Australia. And
this is the burqa you wear around town, right?
And
did you take off your helmet in the library, Mick?
No.
Yes, you did. Yes,
I take it off before I get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but this I had the phone number, but they moved and I had to find their phone number. So we had to go online to get the new phone number.
Well, lucky Jeff was there to help you.
Oh, yeah,
Jeff at Glencroy Library, legend.
Yeah. Legend Jeff.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Are you thanking me?
Hail Mick.
What?
You just said thank God.
Are you a small hail?
And hail Mick. Like hail Caesar? Terrible. Hail Mick.
That's a good movie.
Hail Caesar is a better way to put that one. Mick, you could get into very dark territory otherwise.
People killed Caesar though.
Caesar was okay, wasn't he? He made a great
YouTube
salad.
Routine.
He Caesar made an salad. Awesome salad.
Caesar salad is very nice.
That's it. Why was Caesar salad actually...
But they found a place to store their knives.
It's not from the Caesar himself?
No, it's not even Italian, I'm sure.
No.
But, you know.
It comes from one of the Americans. High Raffles, I think it was, came from. Raffles.
Yeah, that's right.
But so where did Caesar get involved in Caesar salad?
He learned how to store knives in his back.
That's because they got stabbed in the back.
That's how they found out where to store knives.
But an Italian immigrant made it in America.
It was created by a guy named Caesar. That's not the actual Caesar of...
Oh, not the real Caesar.
No, not the actual Caesar.
Caesar salad.
I'm not going to ever eat Caesar salad ever again now.
Yeah.
I thought it was like some grand...
You thought you were eating something grand and
now it's just some like guy that turned up in America.
Just
and
a guy named Caesar Cardini.
Yeah. Good old Caesar Cardini.
Yeah, but you can have...
Whatever happened to Caesar Cardini?
And the place of origin? Mexico.
Yeah. Tijuana.
There you go.
Wasn't it Raffles?
Unfortunately,
like
Caesar Cardini died in 1956. Oh. Hail old Caesar salad.
No.
I like Cleopatra.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
100.3 FM. Now, you know I was in New Zealand the other week.
How was New Zealand?
I thought I was going to come back.
Did Did you enjoy it that much?
No, it's just that I thought Australia went completely bonkers. Like, because that week, I remember, like, I was watching the news from Australia, and yeah. It was like, all of a sudden, Barnaby Joyce is now Kiwi.
And he's going
to
be...
And all of a sudden, we're not dealing with Kiwis anymore. We can't trust them anymore because they're dodgy buggers trying to overtake the government with a big reverse
with
takeover.
Penny Wong or something.
Apparently, Penny Wong's going to take the government over with the New Zealand Labour Party because they found out the multinational party has a dual citizen. And Barnaby Joyce, the most dicky-dye Australian, is apparently a Kiwi.
He's the most Aussie bloke in Parliament. And he's a New Zealander.
New Zealander.
I
feel so uncultured.
Thick as a brick.
I've never seen him say sweet as, bro.
No, he doesn't even like fish and chips,
he doesn't know, he doesn't know. And then we had the Burka Gate. The Burka Gate.
Like, what gets
me
about... The goat
turned up. This is what I understand. Please explain this, Steve. You go in to burn the Burka with the Burka on.
She was making a statement, Glenn.
Okay, what gets me?
This is why I'm going to ban many things.
Her fashion statement was, this is not in.
Hey, hey, can I say something?
No.
No. Not on the last week's Burka talk.
People had...
Yeah, your last week's Burka talk was rubbish.
They can talk about people having their rights to wear their clothing. So why are they having...
But anyone can wear a burqa.
Yeah. Why are they having a go at her for wearing a burqa inside?
The way she went, she's like, I'm wearing a burqa and we should
She was being a horrible, miserable
but
sod.
I was talking about you should have the free right to wear what you want. And then when she, Pauline, wears it, she can't wear it because she's not a... Muslim.
No
Muslims do not wear burqas.
Nobody said that, though.
Muslims do not wear burqas only. If you're in a Muslim country and they wear the hijab, every woman has to wear it. No matter if...
Not in every Muslim country.
Every Muslim has...
Compulsory.
Every woman in the country...
In Saudi Arabia, yes, but in a lot of countries like the UAE, most of the Middle East, it's not a compulsory...
Most of the Middle East do not have the burqa. Only certain places have burqas.
It's such a non-event,
cultural... Not religious.
It's not a big deal.
It's cultural, not religious.
Well, I think some people take it as religious.
Culture, depends who you ask, Mick.
It's not your religion, Mick, so I don't think it's your problem.
Then you have these...
Are you a Muslim, Mick?
Are you going to come in a burqa next week, Mick?
I'll come in a burqa, yeah.
But you've got to have clothes underneath.
We've been wearing burqas for years and no one's ever noticed.
No.
We come in every week in our burqas and no one's ever noticed.
Exactly. But yeah, no one says anything.
No one ever says anything. So sad.
But what gets me, they say women can wear anything they like. Then they have Pauline come on.
No, Pauline's a miserable...
You know exactly why
she was being a horrible sod.
Do you know how many people agree with her? About 67% of the people agree.
Well, they're not smart people, Mick.
They banned the burqa in France. They banned the burqa in France.
They might have agreed with her statement.
They banned the burqa in France. They
banned
all the...
But not totally banned the burqa in France.
They did.
No.
They didn't ban it totally.
They can't totally ban it. It doesn't work like that.
No, not allowed to wear a burqa in France.
But in France, it's a bit different. They've got a whole cultural thing where they've got a very big difference between state and religion, which we don't have here, because last time I checked, nuns wear habits still.
Who's got a bad habit?
Exactly. Do you have a problem with the hijab too, Mick?
Hijab, yeah.
What about the sheikhs and their things they wear?
Yeah, all the turbans.
You can do back burning.
Or the yarmulkes? Do you have a problem with them? Burning.
What about people that wear skinny jeans, Mick?
Yeah.
Well, they're shit catchers.
What about those people? They should be banned. Skinny jeans people.
Yeah, they're the ones with the crutches down near the knee.
Yeah. What about them?
Who catches?
I want to see Pauline do that next week. What about redheads? They should be banned as well. Except my sister's
redhead. People with beards, you know? Or
beards?
Like,
yeah, Steve.
Yeah, Mick.
People who grow camels for milk.
Blonde hair.
Yeah, blonde hair. Brown hair.
Brown hair, yeah. And then the other great thing was, when I was away too, then some idiot decided that the census people are going to run a plebiscite.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Didn't they see what happened last time?
They can't even run, they can't run 50 questions. This is like a little test run for next
time. And they're
going
to do a paper ballot. Like.
And they're going to have SMS ballots as well. That's going to go really well at census.
No, I don't want to get... Every time I get these things saying, would you like an SMS update? No.
Can I make a prediction? They stuff it up.
Oh, of course they will. Oh.
Wow. So I was thinking New Zealand's a nice place to probably stay.
Yeah.
Until you get to an earthquake or a volcano.
Or tsunami or something.
But the whole country's not volcanic.
It is, mostly.
No,
it is. It's on the Great River.
I went to the Christchurch Museum of Earthquakes, or whatever they had, and apparently the fault line's not through the whole country, so there's some places that don't have many earthquakes very often.
Oh, okay.
So there's probably some... it's not as safe as maybe the middle of Australia, but...
Yeah.
I don't live in the middle of Australia. So, yeah, I'm going to move to New Zealand, I think.
I think that's a good idea.
Move to New Zealand and you get the shaky isles. You won't be able to work over there.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I can work over there.
Have you got a permit?
I'm Australian, mate.
It's still not
automatic. Dual citizen.
You got an automatic.
No, Australians can work over there. Because no one ever chooses to do so.
No. Because
there's full of Kiwis over there.
I think it'd be nice.
Yeah.
Why not?
Maybe we can move the show to New Zealand. Why? What's wrong with New Zealand? Because it's got an earthquake.
No, I've worked over there.
Yeah.
Worked.
It's a nice place. But did
nice
you
place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Why wouldn't you want to live there, though, Mick?
What are you afraid of, Mick?
Shaky isles, earthquakes. Oh.
But you can have an earthquake here.
Too many Kiwis.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
100.3. Welcome back to the program.
Pete's another Marcel.
We've got a new guest.
Marcel.
He's doing mime at the moment.
He's very good at mime, yes.
Well, Mick said he's going to start a new radio program and it's going to be sign language. So, I don't know how that's going to go.
Well, it's pretty good. It's pretty. They watch a music called Sounds of Silence.
Sounds of Silence.
Yeah. That was a Eurovision song, wasn't it?
Put your finger in your eye and sniff.
Talking about TV and Eurovision, big news this week. Yes. Apparently, Australia is back in Eurovision again. It's going to be in Lisbon. The only other sad news is Joel Creasy and is back with Miff Whitehurst as the host for the fourth year. Who do you think will be the Eurovision song person this year?
Delta Goodrum.
So we're part of Euro now. We're
Euro.
Are.
We have been for the last 4 years. It's kind of not really news anymore.
We're classing ourselves as European now. But we're in Asia.
I still don't get that. Why is Australia so part of Eurovision?
No. Because apparently we were the only other people outside of Europe that watched the contest and they felt sorry
enough
for
us. It is pretty popular here, I guess.
And
it's like a sympathy.
But here's the next thing. Apparently, they also announced this week too that apparently Eurovision Asia is going to
happen. Yes, that's right.
And that means, which is like even more funny. How do you have a contest called Eurovision Asia?
But then they've got Pop Asia.
Eurovision Asia. Hello, isn't it Asia Vision?
No, Asia's in that one. For sure.
It can't be Eurovision Asia.
You could say Blind Vision.
Where's that?
You can't see that. How are you going to
hear Blind Vision?
But anyway, they're going to do that. But the word is, if they have the Asia Vision,
yes,
that we might not be in Eurovision anymore. Because we'd have to compete for Asia Vision to get into Eurovision.
Why can't we be in both?
We could be in the A team as well.
I don't know.
Yeah, in the A team. Yeah, we'll be in the A team as well as Eurovision and Asia Vision.
Well, I know there's a lack of vision here, but nonetheless.
No. I think Eurovision's more. Nah.
More European. We have Europeans here.
Well.
Yeah.
We've got feta cheese here, right?
No.
We've got feta cheese, we've got Caesar salad.
Got old Caesar.
No,
it's just
Caesar salad.
Oh, no, we only got lollies.
Oh, no, here's that. The football player.
Oh, Marcel Moe's got a voice.
Gold Coast player, Aidan Caesar. Yeah.
Oh, really? Is there a Caesar?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Aidan Caesar?
Yeah, the Gold Coast player. He's a Caesar.
No. Yeah. Wow. Pete, what do you have?
Has anyone been trying to store knives in his bag?
Not yet, no.
That's the other team stabbing him.
Well, competition watchdog, the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.
Yes, Network 10.
Will not oppose Lachlan Murdoch and Bruce Gorn's bid for Channel 10.
Surprising.
Well, of course, we knew that was going to happen. Under existing rules, Bruce Gordon cannot buy 10 because of the reach rule, which is still going through, which prevent a television network from broadcasting to more than 75% of the population. Lachlan Murdoch cannot buy 10 because of the 2 out of 3 reach rule as well, which prevents the ownership of the newspaper, TV and radio in the same market.
Yes.
So, well, we knew that was going to happen.
We kind of knew they were going to get it eventually.
Yeah,
right?
So it's going to happen pretty soon in the next few months.
But if the Liberals, they're going to have to vote for
they
it.
Won't.
And if the Liberals can't get the, haven't got the numbers, really? They won't get it.
And they still, was it Greens and Labor?
What about Xenophon
on it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Was Xenophon...
Was Xenophon for it?
Xenophon...
He wants community TV back, I hear.
But Pauline Hanson... put the money in for community
that's
radio.
Right,
so that was good for her to do that.
Well, that's
community
nice,
radio
isn't it?
Stations to get
is that to support our show?
Because
we're so we love Pauline so much.
She loves our show.
Oh, our ratings go through the roof, I heard.
Pauline loves our show.
Is she?
Are you going to get Pauline to come down?
We should.
We should,
Well, we're
back. Oh, yeah, I can't wait
and
to tell her she's a dope.
Song. We can play her song.
Oh, the Pauline.
Pauline Pants Down. That could be her intro, yes.
Yes.
Pauline, you got your pants down? Oh, sorry.
Oh, please put them on. Pull them
seriously.
On.
Hey,
put that burger
Paula,
back on.
I Gary you tonight.
Won't you marry me, Paula?
You're going to marry Pauline?
No, Gary you tonight.
Gary,
you're going to marry Gary. You're going to marry Gary?
No.
I don't think we voted yes yet,
what
Pete. Hold on.
What happened to Jeff, though?
Yeah. He turned to Ian.
Oh, he turned to Ian, did he?
No.
This is why I'm voting no. Too complicated.
Vote yes more often.
No. Depends. Anyway. Either way, now, one of the best Australian television programs, Rake, is coming back for a fifth season.
Oh, I love
season.
Rake.
Oh, it's such a good show.
Yeah.
The best show on
the
ABC.
Best gardening show on ABC ever.
The best gardening.
Dr. Blake's Mysteries.
Oh.
Fish,
are you old, Mick?
Miss Fisher's Murder Mysteries.
Yeah, Miss Fisher's
Murder Mysteries. They're making a movie on that.
Yeah.
They're making a movie, a prequel.
And then
really? Yeah, it's in development.
Then you got Gruen.
That's coming back as well.
Yeah, and you got
Hard Chat, and you got Mad as Hell.
Yeah,
I love the end of Hard Chat.
The best.
It's pretty good.
I watched Hard Chat for the last minute the other day.
It's very good.
The ending's quite funny.
It's funny.
Well, about what he said.
This week was a good topic, actually.
He told him.
Yeah, don't repeat it. But
yeah, don't spoil the spoiler.
I'll repeat what he said. Beep, no. Beep,
and
beep.
Utopia was good. Great episode this week. Really funny.
Utopia is getting quite a good audience,
too. It's a very good show. It is very funny.
It's very close to the reality.
I love it. Every week they don't know how to do things. It's great.
It's reality. It's reality TV.
Maybe that's why people enjoy it. They're like, yeah, they're finally making fun of politicians, you know. And
who would ever do that?
No, who knows. But, coming back for a fifth season.
Which is I want Rachel in trouble.
I still think, well, I hear Spade is pretty popular, but, you know, either way.
What's that? Like a cop show or something?
Spade and Rake.
Yeah. Or criminal show.
Well.
Because you need the Spade to
Rake the fall.
Like Cops and Robbers, but you got Spade and Rake.
Dig the hole, right? The project is going to be on Sunday nights again. It's headed back. Obviously, Channel 10 is trying to get their 6:30 Sunday night ratings up a little bit because they're struggling.
I think they're doing it from Sydney. They got the Sydney.
No, they're doing it from Melbourne.
I thought it was the Sydney team.
Oh, no, yeah, sorry, you're right, because Peter Helly is coming down from Melbourne.
And Rachel Corbett, yeah, Sydney team.
Yeah, that's right. Peter Helly is making the trip.
So it's a Sydney project.
Sydney project.
So Sydney Helly.
That won't last long. They tried it before and that didn't work.
I reckon they'll stick with it because it's cheap to do and it's going to help their... Because they need a stable ratings winner there.
Rachel Corbett's very good, so I think...
If they want a stable rating, all they have to do is go horse racing.
Stable rating.
Terrible,
Mick. When are you getting your comedy show, Mick? Starting in Hutch too, by the way, might be doing a remake there.
I don't
looking,
know.
That was a good series. The movie was pretty good.
I don't like
well.
Remakes.
Who was this?
Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Crutch. And Crutch? No, they weren't involved.
I don't like remakes.
Now, we already had a Starsky and Crutch remake in a movie.
Yeah. You like the Hey Hey remake,
and they
though.
They had the bloke who was...
It was Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Now... Bit of sad news. Jerry Lewis died this week.
Yeah.
One of the greatest. He was good friends with Dean Martin, Mick.
Mm. Yeah, until he took his wife on him.
Well, yeah, it depends how you perceive. He unfortunately died of natural causes in his Las
Vegas.
But
did you see how much he raised for
billions
charity?
Of dollars.
Yeah, he did an Australian one a couple as well. He was like the first. I guess like anyone to raise charity and like make $1 billion, right?
So yeah. More than a billion, about
more
two
like
to
three billion or something, I believe. Yeah.
But he also got the Australian, got an award from Australia, and he also got the award from the Queen as well.
Well, that's when he bring his charity fundraiser to Australia. Yeah, good guy, one of the greatest comedians of all time. Very funny.
Anything else on TV making you interested, Peter?
What did you guys watch this week?
Did you watch this time next year, whatever it is?
Yeah,
Carl Stefanovic.
No, I don't watch that crap.
What about Gogglebox
I reckon the
Common Sense finale
was
this week,
Sense show is worth... Gogglebox is way better than Common Sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why's that?
Because Common Sense show is crap.
I haven't seen that.
I watch The Block.
How's The Block going?
Okay. I watched Hell's Kitchen.
I watched The Block of Cheese.
Cheese today.
Yeah, a block of cheese.
Oh, there's a former NRL player on the block, so yeah.
Oh, really?
And he used to play for the Gold Coast Titans when they started. So.
Oh, okay. That's exciting. I've been watching House of Cards. I've been catching up on that. Very good season this year.
No, I don't watch that.
Are they playing poker or...
It's a bit scary.
Someone's getting screwed around here.
It is a bit like real life at times.
Oh, it is. Like...
I must be in another great TV series at the moment. Donald Trump this week. Has he fired anyone this week?
Well, yeah, he didn't say he was going to close down the government if they didn't agree to...
Oh, they had built a wall, we're going to close down the government.
Because that's how it works, you know.
Build my wall or I'll shut you down.
No one will get... He's so crazy. He's silly. Silly man.
And you got the hurricane in America. That's
and he didn't condone, like, the white supremacists. And I was like,
in America.
And that hurricane in America, he hadn't declared emergency, Donald Trump. Call it.
Is he going to get Bob Dylan to sing the song?
Hurricane.
What, the wall? Yeah. Oh, hurricane. That's terrible.
Anyway, any other news?
Watch anything else? No,
not really. I watched
Kiwi TV.
I watched
Maori
TV.
They had anime on Maori TV.
Did you like anime?
Anime.
That's Japanese cartoons.
Yeah. On the Maori channel. Don't know why.
Did you like what you saw?
It's weird. But it's okay.
Do they speak Maori or do they speak anime?
Anime.
They spoke anime. I'm pretty sure of it.
Japanese. I reckon we should have one out here.
What, Maori TV?
Anime TV.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
103. Welcome back to...
Who's getting divorced?
That's going to be...
Don't worry.
Do I get half of the studio? How does that work?
No, you don't get nothing. Oh, I get it all.
Okay. You get half his life membership.
You can have it.
Get a half-life membership.
Half-life.
So half your life. How long are you going to plan to live, Steve?
5 years.
Half of it, I guess. I'm nearly done then, I guess.
It's all over.
Expired.
Oh, Bix, we're not doing records.
Yeah, Bix went to the bathroom and found a record.
No, come on.
No,
come on, we did promise records again.
Couldn't you find the toilet paper, Mick?
No, we played records last week.
Yeah, did we?
We played a record.
We played records, we played CDs.
I did.
Do you know what a record is, Steve?
Yeah, Mick's got it in his hand. Oh, well,
we played records, we played CDs.
John Laws?
No, sorry. I've had enough of him.
John
Mick
Laws.
Did that on purpose.
Jesus.
Now, Mad Mick is mad this week about...
You threw me record away.
Great, I thought that was a frisbee, Mick.
Nah, it was a record.
Oh, a record, not a frisbee. Oh, that's I look the same thing to me.
Goodbye, well, I was told you like John Laws.
Oh, he's a great
man. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he has golden tonsils.
He's got a golden microphone.
Yeah. Great parking spot too, apparently.
Yeah.
So has...
Got his name on it.
The other one who's got golden microphone is Jackie and Kylie.
Jackie and Kylie? Is that a new team?
Kyle so what has got a golden mic as well.
What has Kyle Sandilands done to you this week?
He's got a golden microphone.
Is that what you want to talk about? Okay.
No.
I have a mic.
So what has he done wrong this week? He called someone a peasant this week.
Yeah, so what? That's the least. Yeah. That's the kindest thing you said about someone, I think.
Yeah, it's actually rather nice, actually. I think that's a compliment.
What are you talking about this week, Nick? What's your topic?
What will you have? intelligence.
We're talking about intelligence, Mick. What about that new thing that Clover Moore has decided?
That the cloud.
$11 million piece of steel in George Street.
Yeah, and
to make a place where people can take selfies.
Yeah.
Why?
It's called the cloud.
The money goes to the clouds.
Started off at $3 million. Now
do they
it's
have
up
that
to
much money to waste?
Yeah, apparently the steel price went up, and then it was a bit more complicated.
That's a lot of crap anyway.
Why didn't they build houses for
the
homeless?
Oh, the steel price went down.
Yeah. No, the worst part about it...
Last time I checked, the resource ain't doing that well.
What happens if the cloud falls onto some pedestrian?
Well, I hope it doesn't fall on
I don't think they're going to let it fall.
No.
For $11 million, you hope it wouldn't fall.
Look, mate, they've done it. They had airplanes falling out of the sky, and they cost $25 million.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to fall out of the sky, Mick.
That's a bit different.
What do you reckon? Should they be spending that money on...
No, they shouldn't be spending that money. They should be putting people into homes.
But it's not the council's job to do that.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is so. It's the
whole... Campbelltown Council's not responsible for housing
homeless people. You know what they... Homeless people, we should be
trying to get them... That's a state government issue.
We should be trying to get them homes.
But they can live on the ribbon, Mick.
They could do what they did in 1930. They could do what they did in 1930. Down at La Perouse, they had a big place where all the homeless people gathered, and they lived there in tents or in corrugated iron.
They just kicked them out of the one they just built. But with the dodgy mayor they had.
She's a dodgy mayor anyway.
But the dodgy homeless mayor of the homeless shelter wasn't particularly a nice guy either.
Everyone's dodgy.
He was probably a bit more dodgy than the lady that with a dog collar. At least she plays fetch. But $11 million, that's a lot of money for a ribbon.
Very expensive.
Now, the same talking about monuments, too, there's also now calls this week. Now, in America, it's quite a big thing to rip down Confederate statues because they, were kind of suppressing the black people.
Robert E. Lee
They just sort of bring them all down. Now, there's now talk about bringing down people like Lachlan Macquarie or Captain Cook's statue. Someone graffitied it the other day. There's this talk about Counting Australia Day.
Because a couple of little councils in Melbourne are doing it. It's like...
Might save some money at least, so they can build some more ribbons.
South Australia had them too.
So what do you reckon, Mick? Should these statues be taken down? Like, they are part of history, but are they offensive to, like...
Knock them down and put my statue up instead.
our dear leader of madness, Mick.
That'll offend some people, Mick.
Offends me.
He's the greatest of them all. He found Australia, he found everything.
That's what's wrong with these people. They get offended over anything. It's sad.
No,
grow up. It's a statue.
One the Western...
But it is a bit of, like, in a way, it's kind of the same. But do you agree with the them taking down the ones in America then, or not?
No, it's
because that's still like the same issue, right? Like it's like they're very sensitive.
No, it's two different issues.
Glenn, these people are sensitive over anything.
There's slavery in America.
They're entitled. They're
the British just shot them in Australia.
We had slavery over here as well.
Yeah, not to the same extent as the Americans do.
No, but what one of the
this
Western
isn't going to make them happy. They'll complain about something else anyway. Said, so what does it matter?
What the one of the elders said, who was from Blacktown, he said, just change over the names and explain what happens on a little plaque. And
there, that's I think that's fair
the easiest
enough.
Way.
Yeah, I don't think you need to rip them all down and change them all. A little plaque saying yes, he was. Because there's two parts of the story, right? There's one part where obviously he founded Australia, it was European settlement, that happened, that was history. Not any of us were here at the time to like judge it was good or right or bad idea.
I thought you were. Glenn.
No, well, probably my genetic material was, but I wasn't alive then.
No,
otherwise I'd be dead now. But then obviously, then you need to learn to the fact that obviously they weren't always heroes. They made the statues out to be because obviously. They didn't have spotless records. Like, they were politicians of sorts. And
well, some of the politicians over here, they got statues.
As Donald Trump would say, there could be fault on both sides. Except there might be more of the British. But I think there might be more on the British side in that case, because they did take the whole country over.
Yeah. And what they do, they just send all the immigrants over here so they can rule the world. Rule Australia.
Well, the British immigrants that came from the motherland.
Jeez, some bad mothers.
It is.
Yeah.
Because even people are saying they should rename every Macquarie Street in all of Sydney and all this nonsense and carry on.
Crap, please.
Yeah, call it Allen Street.
Call it Mick Street.
Mick Street.
Allen Street.
Mick Street.
Allen Street.
Yeah. There's already
have Allen's Town, and it's a song about Allen's Town.
Yeah.
Now, also, bad news this week. So, apparently, Tony Abbott has been caught out drunk as a skunk.
In Parliament.
Apparently, he had four wines the other day when he was Prime Minister.
No, it wasn't
Minister.
The other day. It was 11 years ago.
11 years ago. And apparently now they just found out 11 years ago he had a wine. And that makes news, apparently.
He's always whining.
Apparently, he was slamming welfare recipients of blind taxpayers' monies on booze, which Pete does every Monday, by the way.
Yes.
He sits there for his eight-hour pub crawl down through Lemire. His Lemire pub crawl.
Pub's going crawl.
Pete does.
They do when you have
after his 8-hour binge session.
Everyone's crawling after that.
But why is that a big deal that he had a few drinks? He apparently
said he's a bloody liar. He's always lying on different things.
But he said that he exercises fiercely so he can eat and drink occasionally.
No, he first when this incident happened, he denied everything.
As long as you,
and then he denies this and he denies that. Now he's got caught out with his pants down.
Oh, was they down? Well, he was drunk.
Well, that would be a story.
He must have drank too much that day.
Was his budgie smugglers showing?
Hey, as long as he budgie exercises, smugglers. He can drink it.
We don't call them budgie smugglers. We call them dick stickers.
Wow. Okay, I prefer budgie smugglers on radio, but...
Yeah, sounds nicer.
Yeah.
Anything else make you mad this week, Mick?
No, there's plenty.
They'll give
Council
us one.
Council with the rate notices.
What do they do on the rate notices, Mick?
They had, for an example...
Yes.
They don't give a damn about if the ratepayer can afford to pay the rates or not.
No, they don't. And kind of like when I go to the shop and buy a bottle of milk. They don't care how much money I earn.
No, but certain ratepayers have a fixed income. And when you start putting the fixed income and they don't get any income raises, any extra money.
Well, that could be people on salaries at the moment.
They're going to take, what they're going to do, if the person can't pay the rates, what do? Take it off them. Take the house off them and sell it on them. This is making more homeless people. This is stupid. Our government is not supposed to make homeless people. Our government is supposed to find homes for people and keep them in their homes.
Well, there's this Four Corners story this week on mortgage debt, which has apparently ballooned since the rates went down to their lowest level in ever. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't even say a generation. It's the lowest level since the 1960s. And apparently, if the rates go up 2 or 3%, so many people are going to be in housing stress and pain because they've overcommitted to... their mortgages, Mick.
Even 0.5 of a...
0.5 not so much, but it's...
0.5 will put a lot of people under.
If you increase it, it's always going to be worse than it was if it was lower.
Yeah, but if you...
But it's not going to be like, if it's 2, 3%, it's a lot worse this time around.
Yeah, but if you got people living on the line and government knows about it and they don't give a damn, they think, oh, we'll raise our taxes. We don't give a damn about sending these people bankrupt. We'll throw them out of their houses.
But they haven't raised taxes on these people, though, man.
Do you ever look at how many houses get sold up through lack of rates? There's a lot.
Less than 1%.
There's still a lot. Hmm. And the people who are getting sold up are the people who can't afford to pay the rates. And this is... grabbers.
But you can't afford to pay your rates and pay your power. Shouldn't you solve that problem yourself, though?
No, what are you going to do? You've only got a fixed income.
Go get a job.
Save.
Not everyone can work, mate.
Not everyone can, that's fair.
I'll become a brain surgeon. Rocket scientist.
That'd be cool.
A Mad Mick rocket. So you're going to be like a brain surgery rocket scientist in the one shop.
No, I have three brains.
I'll fix your brain and send you to space.
Yeah, he'll ship their brains off.
After I killed you and then had to send you to space to get rid of the evidence.
See, that's a good job.
This is typical of government. They get the pay rise.
But some people...
The government gets a pay rise. The employers of governments get a pay rise.
Now, what about them?
But everyone else doesn't get a pay rise.
Now, this might upset you, Mick, because apparently the government's cracking down on all these druggos at Bankstown.
The drug testing.
That are apparently getting Centrelink payments. They get a drug test them all.
And
so
they'll
you
give
go
them cards.
You put in your Dole form and then you pop in your urine sample.
I'm always failing tests. It doesn't worry me.
So, Pete, you got your urine ready?
No, it's not me.
You're not on drugs?
No. You'll be alright.
But what? But did it come your way soon?
No, not me.
Yeah, it's for...
Well, eventually. It's a trial.
It's going to be for everyone.
No, but they pick them. Pick where they...
No, this is a test.
No, they don't pick me.
You have to be random.
This is a stupid idea. Yeah, it hasn't worked overseas and it won't work here.
But they're not stopping the payment. They're just going to income manage.
They are going...
You're going to get a card. It's not that
so your drug dealer's going to have to get a Coles card. Buy his groceries instead.
Drug dealers will start taking gift vouchers now.
So I don't understand. Like,
I hate to say they do.
They give him a gift voucher, and it's like, what, you think the drug dealer ain't going to figure out he can get, like, sell the gift voucher to somebody else?
Yeah. They'll love it. They'll make a profit from the gift card. What do they care?
This government, this is a stupid government. This
like, it is pretty dumb.
This is how idiot they are.
Yeah, they're very idiot.
They brought a law in about, as soon as the GST came in, they made it illegal to grow tobacco, right? You get busted for one tobacco plant, it's $50,000. You get busted for one marijuana plant, it's not as much.
So grow pot is mixed advice.
Yeah, because it's less harmful.
And you have a look at how much damage is being done by making all these laws, and they're causing their own downfall. They're causing
everything. Well, there was a story the other day in the paper, they had, like, apparently in Cabramatta and around Liverpool and
Bankstown,
Maryland's Bankstown, the triangle of excitement. As you can call it. Apparently, a lot of the shops there are illegal tobacco agents, and apparently it's millions of dollars, billions of dollars of taxes not getting paid because these little small businesses are selling tobacco without the correct duties and rates, and the government then can't obviously figure this out.
That's because they put it up too high for people who can't.
Even
you have a look at Europe.
I don't care how high it is, Mick. You've got to pay your taxes.
No, you have a look at Europe.
It's not difficult. Just pay your taxes.
America. How high are the alcohol taxes and how high are
their
tobacco
taxes? Yeah, but
Mick,
I think my dollar milk of Coles is too high, but I've still got to pay for it.
No, but... What are they going to do? This is the bright spark about it. They're saying, "Oh, we're going to make millions and billions of dollars out of charging taxes on smokes and alcohol." And they want people to give them up. What happens if everyone gives them up? Where's the taxes going to come from then?
They'll tax something else. There'll be something new.
And they're talking about having people
lettuce, Caesar salad tax.
Oh no.
They should be testing the politicians to see if they've got any brains.
I do believe they should be testing politicians, but not for brains. But for
no, they haven't got any common sense. They haven't got anything.
We know they have
if
no
they
brains.
Don't pass, they should be thrown
maybe
straight
like an
out.
RBT if they walk into the parliament.
They should do that, I think.
Yep.
Drug test them.
Yes, we saw how Abbott didn't turn up to the vote, did he? Mm. He was under the influence. Under the influence of what drug?
I think,
Yeah.
Give them cards.
Yeah. And take their money off them.
Yeah.
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 And put them on the dole. Put them on the dole.
Yeah.
Mick, you haven't said the government's shit yet. But anyway. That's Mad Mick for another week. God bless him.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Welcome back to the program. Time to talk movies.
Now, question.
Yes.
Has Star Wars reached peak prequel?
I think they have, because they're doing one on Han Solo, they've done Rogue One,
what's a prequel?
Like before the first movie.
How do you go backwards?
That's how Star Wars started. They did 4, 5, 6
Back to the Future, I understand, might go backwards.
That started in the future, then went backwards, then back to the future.
You know what?
Star Wars to the future.
They've invented the time machine, that's why they've gone back to the prequel.
The DeLorean, there you go, yeah. But no, Star Wars started with 4, 5, 6, and then they went 1, 2, 3, and then they did 6, 7, 8, so... Seven, eight, nine.
No, Star Wars, when it first came out, there was no numbers with it.
Yeah, then, it was just Star Wars, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then later on, they did Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, and then...
No Hope.
And Return of the Jedi, and yeah. It's good stuff. Star Wars is really good. I do enjoy
Bring back.
So how do you reckon the new one's going to be? Are you going to watch it soon?
Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not?
Look at the enthusiasm. Aren't you like a real...
I mean, I've seen him. I'm not really a fan. Like, I'm not really a big fan. But I've seen the rest. Why not? Just keep going.
Get Star Trek again.
Star Trek, I've never watched.
That's good fun.
Star Trek.
That's not a movie, though, is it?
Yes, there's several movies
in
Star Trek.
Recent movies I watched. I did watch The New Planet of the Apes. I didn't really enjoy that at all. It was very sad, but, you know. I was very disappointed with that.
Yeah, there's too many monkeys around, wasn't
there? Any other movies at the moment?
Yeah,
Steve, you
Annabelle is really good. I really enjoyed the first one they did.
Annabelle? What's Annabelle?
It's kind of like a horror movie about a doll that comes to life. Oh. It's like a modern day Chucky type of thing.
Chucky, I'm back.
Yeah, see, it's like that.
A bit spooky.
And then It is out. The new
That's
Steve,
coming soon.
Steve,
it.
Is that like E.T., it. But with an
No, it's
an
like
eye?
A Stephen King novel about a killer clown that attacks children.
Oh, I don't like that.
What's that?
Wasn't it a true story, though?
It's based on a Stephen King novel where it's about a killer clown that haunts children and things.
Okay, because when we were little kids, we had magazines from school, and we had a segment in it called It. And it lived in a hole.
That might
have
been it. Yeah, that's it. And the clown lives in the hole in the ground type of thing.
Now, this was It.
Yeah.
And it didn't say what it was.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. I think clowns are scary, so that's why they're going to do it. I don't think they are, but I think, like, the kids think they are.
Clown posse scary.
Now, another interesting movie coming out that Pete would be a big fan of is Captain Underpants, the first epic movie.
Ooh. Would you watch that, Peter?
It's Captain like an
underpants?
Egg with big fat underpants.
Is it G? Is it G?
Very popular.
50% hero, 100% underpants.
Very is it G popular. Rated?
Yeah, it's for kids.
It's for kids. It's DreamWorks.
So he's got a G.
It's G rated.
Or whatever. It's G Street.
You got us.
He's wearing his thongs, right?
It's a very popular book series, though. So.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a book series.
No.
For kids. It's a book
series. For kids.
You never saw that in high school? Or
my goat can't read that. My little goat couldn't read
Spot
that.
And Where's Wally?
I was all about Goosebumps. And
I love Where's Wally. That was my MS Readathon go-to book.
Was
I read it again. I read all the books.
Did you find him in every book page?
It was pretty easy to read. found him.
That's not reading.
I thought it was.
That's good perception, but it's not
reading. Explains a hell of a lot, right? What about Riptide? It's about a fashion vista girl that can surf.
Okay.
There used to be a Riptide... In,
it's a song too.
Riptide's a good song by Vance Joy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a great
also
movie.
Riptide.
That's why it's not a great movie.
In the 60s, there was a thing called Riptide.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was a TV
the
series called
Wreck-It
Riptide.
Ralph again? That's a good
it had,
movie.
It was an Australian TV series.
Yeah.
And had Tony Bonner in it, I think. I'm not sure.
Wow. Terminator? They're going to go see Terminator.
What about The Hitman's Bodyguard? What a great show.
Comedy movie, I hear. It's pretty funny. Like, a hitman needs a bodyguard. There you go. That's a comedic genius right there. I wouldn't watch it, though, to be honest, but that's just my opinion. I probably wouldn't. Yeah. Either way.
Any movies you watch, Mick?
I watched one called...
He closed his eyes and he watched it, yeah, we know.
Yeah, I watched one, it was called...
Sleep? See, he's going to use that. Like,
close your eyes.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
103... Has the boxing come on yet?
Boxing?
Yeah, has it come on?
That's tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow at lunchtime or normal. Don't forget our podcast on the internet.
SaturdayNightLive.com.au, awesome. Episode 200 something.
Did you turn it on?
Have you lost count?
I don't know. 216, I think it is.
Did you turn it on this time?
It is on this. It's been on, like, every time. 214 episodes worth.
I thought we lost a few.
We did.
We lost, like, a month.
Did you download it with your mate at the library?
So when you go to the library, say, Jeff... I want 213 episodes of Saturday Night Live.
And he'll tell me where to go.
And he'll tell you where to go. He'll say, get out.
Get out of my library.
See you next week.